It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers host the El Paso Chihuahuas, AAA affiliate of the San Diego Padres. And this is game five of a six-game series, and it's been a tie so far. Each team has won two. It's been a lot of good pitching in this series with both clubs throwing the ball well. Not a whole lot of offense, which is kind of a surprise. El Paso came into town with the best offense in the league statistically, leading the league in batting average and runs scored. They still do. They're second in the league in homers, but the Rainiers, for the most part, have kept them quiet during this series, and we'll see if that can continue today. We'd also like to see the Rainiers start to swing the bats a little bit better. Yesterday, Tacoma had just three hits, all singles, in a 4-1 loss. Pitchers today on the mound for the Rainiers is Darren McCacken. McCacken with a string of three consecutive quality starts coming into this one. He is 6-5 with a 4.77 ERA. Fifth best ERA in the Pacific Coast League amongst qualified pitchers. He's opposed by El Paso right-hander Thomas Eshelman, former Baltimore Oriole in the big leagues. With El Paso at seven appearances, six starts, he's 0-1 with a 7.56 ERA. So Eshelman on the hill for El Paso, McCacken for the Rainiers. Well, we've got some roster moves to get caught up on, including one that's pretty cool. We'll get to that when the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria, también somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
The Tacoma Rainiers hosting the El Paso Chihuahuas tonight. Game five of six series wraps up, and the homestand wraps up with the day game tomorrow at 1:35 in the afternoon. Well, the Mariners started using a lot of relievers the last couple of days in Houston, so they needed to call up some pitching help, and they did that today by selecting the contract of left-hander Brennan Bernardino from Tacoma. And Bernardino was just signed out of the Mexican League a month ago. He'd been pitching in the Mexican League for 3 years after being released out of AA by the Cleveland then Indians in 2019. And Bernardino probably wasn't thinking anything like the possibility of ever getting called up to the big leagues just 2 months ago when he was pitching for Tijuana. And today he's in the majors with the Mariners. So congratulations to Brennan Bernardino. But with every promotion, there comes something else that goes with it, and they had to put Bernardino on the 40-man roster. That means they needed to open a spot, and they designated outfielder Marcus Wilson for assignment. So Wilson currently waiting to see if he gets claimed by another team or is outrighted to Tacoma. We'll get an answer on that in a couple of days. So congratulations to Brennan Bernardino, and we'll wait and see what happens with Marcus Wilson, who made his major league debut earlier this season. When we come back on the Tacoma Red Ears pregame show, we'll get to the starting lineups right after this.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting El Paso Chihuahuas, who are 54-43 on the season. They're the San Diego Padres AAA club. Their manager is Jared Sandberg, former Seattle Mariners coach. Leading off for El Paso is the designated hitter, Matt Beatty. Batting second, the rehabbing Will Myers. He is at first base. Hitting third, left fielder Taylor Colway. In the cleanup spot doing the catching is Luis Campusano. Batting fifth, the right fielder Brent Rooker. Hitting sixth is shortstop Eggy Rosario. Batting seventh, center fielder Jose Azucar. Hitting eighth and playing third base is Brett Sullivan. And batting ninth, the second baseman C.J. Hinojosa. On the hill for El Paso, right-hander Thomas Eshelman. Eshelman is 0-1 with a 7.56 ERA. The Tacoma Red Ears are 41-55 on the season. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by Tim Fedorovich. Leading off for Tacoma tonight, playing right field is Forrest Wall. Batting second is designated hitter Mitch Haniger. Hitting third, the third baseman Drew Ellis. In the cleanup spot, center fielder Jared Kelnick. Batting fifth and playing first base is Kevin Padlow. Joe Odom hits sixth. He does the catching. Batting seventh and playing left field is Trey Ambergy. Hitting eighth, the shortstop Mason McCoy, and batting ninth, second baseman Alex Blandino. On the mound, Darren McCacken. McCacken 6-5 with a 4.77 ERA. Our umpires today behind home plate calling the balls and strikes is Mark Stewart Jr. At first base is John Bacon, and over at third, it's Brennan Miller. Tacoma and El Paso, game five of the six-game series here on a very warm evening in Tacoma, Washington. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch and the start of tonight's game right after this.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning, and that joy is the whole game. not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
The City of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. We're about ready to get started here. The Tacoma Rainiers and the El Paso Chihuahuas live from Cheney Stadium. We've had a late lineup change for the Tacoma Rainiers. Jared Kelnick, a game-time scratch. Eric Mejia starting in right field and Forrest Wall in center. And we'll put Mejia in the cleanup spot for Tacoma. First pitch for Darren McCacken to Matt Beatty. Is in for a strike, and we are underway. 90 degrees, our game time temperature. Now the 0-1 pitch to Beatty is swung on and fouled away. 0-2 the count. So no balls, two strikes to Beatty. Now the pitch misses for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Warm day here at Tacoma. Slight breeze blowing in from center field is now the 1-2 from McCacken to Beatty is pulled on the ground foul on the first base side. And the count remains one ball, two strikes. Beatty on a rehab assignment for Oklahoma City. 2-for-6 in this series. He's on the Padres injured list with a shoulder problem that's gone on for a while and has really interrupted his season. 1-2 pitch is hit in the air, foul down the third baseline. Ambergy chasing it into foul territory and out of play. No one could get that one. One ball, two strikes still. Darren McCacken making his 19th start for the Red Ears. 6-5 with a 4.77 ERA and 100 innings on the dot this year. He's allowed 94 hits, has struck out 92, walked 27. He's among the league leaders in the top five in earned run average, innings pitched, and lowest batting average against him. So now the 1-2 pitch to Beatty is outside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Now the next pitch swung on and blooped foul down the right field line, and that's going to hook into the berm area down the line. Two and two, the count. Now the 2-2 is fouled out of play. Still 2-2 to Beatty, who's having a prolonged plate appearance here to open up this ball game. Now a swing and a miss. That is strike three. McCacken wins the battle. He gets Beatty for the first out. So one down, and now Will Myers will be the batter. Now here's one in there for a strike. Now the 0-1 pitch to Myers. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Will Myers in the lineup at first base today. He's hit a couple of homers during this series. Yeah, the 0-2 on its way, and it is a ball. 1-2 the count to Myers. Myers on the Padres IL since early June with knee inflammation. He takes strike three. Down he goes. Two away at the top of the first inning. Back-to-back strikeouts for Darren McCacken to open up the proceedings tonight. And now Taylor Colway will be the hitter. Colway, left-hand hitter. Third in the league in batting average. And the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Colway hitting .325, 9 homers, .423 on base percentage. He lofts one to left. It's got a little carry to it, but not enough. Ambergy's there, and he makes the catch. And that does it for El Paso at the top of the first inning. Three up, three down. Darren McCacken retires the side in order with a couple of strikeouts. We go to the bottom of the first. El Paso nothing. Tacoma coming to the plate.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards wait at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
The city of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Darren McCacken retires the side in order at the top of the first with a couple of strikeouts. And now we go to the bottom of the first inning here at Cheney Stadium. Forrest Wall, Mitch Haniger, and Drew Ellis to bat this inning against Thomas Eshelman. Forrest Wall hitting .243, .320 on base percentage, left-hand hitter. That is six-game hitting streak end yesterday. He swings at the first pitch today and fouls it off. That's strike one. 0-1 the count. Next pitch grounded sharply up the middle, knocked down by Eshelman. His glove goes flying. He picks up the baseball and flips it to first for the out. Wall retired, and one man is gone to the first. This was a rocket back through the box. Eshelman reached for it with his glove, and it hit his glove, and his glove and the baseball rolled away. And he followed the ball, not the glove, and picked it up and flipped it to first in time to get the speedy Wall for the first out. Now Mitch Haniger is the batter. Haniger, right-hand hitter, 3-for-10 on his rehab assignment. Hit his first home run here on Thursday night, and he takes a strike, 0-1 the count. Haniger coming back from the high ankle sprain, and Mariners really hope he could provide a big boost to the lineup for the final 2 months of the season. And he takes outside for a ball, 1-1. But Haniger's been out for so long that he needs at-bats in the minors to get his timing back, and he started to hit the ball hard for the first time on Thursday. He swings and fouls one off, and the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes to Haniger. Now this one's up and in. It spins him around, and the count's even, 2-2. Thomas Eshelman has some big league time with Baltimore. And this year signed as a minor league free agent with the Padres and has been in Double-A and Triple-A this year. He's actually, well, the next pitch is inside, and it hit him. It grazed him. And Haniger is awarded first base, so he is hit by the pitch. And he's on with one out, and now Drew Ellis is the hitter. Eshelman made 31 appearances for Baltimore over three seasons, 2019, 20, and 21. This year he signed with his hometown team, the Padres, and they told him to go to Double-A San Antonio, but recently he's been bumped up to Triple-A. He throws a pitch in there for a called strike to Ellis, 0-1 the count. Eshelman making his seventh start, eighth appearance for El Paso, 0-1 with a 7.56 ERA. He's walked only two batters in 25 innings while striking out 19. Next pitch to Ellis is fouled away, 0-2 the count. So 0-2 the count to Ellis. And the pitch is a swing and a foul back. Still, no balls, two strikes. Now here comes the 0-2 on its way. And it is swung on and popped up on the left side, and calling for it is the shortstop, Eggie Rosario, and he makes the catch kind of close to the middle of the diamond near the second base bag on the infield dirt. And that's the second out. Ellis pops up, two down, and here comes Eric Mejia, who thought he was off today, but right before game time, Jared Kelnick scratched, and Mejia finds himself in the lineup batting cleanup. Hitting .254 with 11 homers, .767 OPS. And a switch hitter, he bats left-handed, and Eshelman's pitch is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Now the 0-1 on its way to Mejia. And it is a check swing foul. Just to clarify, Kelnick did run out onto the, he took the field with the team prior to the national anthem, and then was waved in by the coaching staff and replaced by Mejia. We have no idea why, but that's what happened. Now the 0-2 pitch is down low for a ball, 1-2. They could be concerned about Julio Rodriguez, who was hit by a pitch in the major league game, but Julio stayed in, so I don't know. 1-2 pitch is fouled off on the third base side, and it is still one ball, two strikes. Now the next pitch is popped up foul into the seats on the third base side, and it's still one ball, two strikes. Now the next pitch, grounded foul, first base side. And it is still 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. And the runner Haniger is at first. The pitch is fouled back. Still one ball, two strikes. Ashelman ready. And the 1-2 pitch is swung on and fouled on the first base side. Still one ball, two strikes. So still a ball and two strikes to Mejia. Giving a battle here against Ashelman. 28-year-old righty. And now the pitch is on its way, and it is a check swing. Did he go? No, says the third base umpire, Brennan Miller, who is not positioned on the third baseline right now with a runner at first and two outs in the three-man crew. He's out behind the mound, so he can't really ring up a guy in a check swing unless it's blatant. 2-2 the count now. And the pitch is swung on and fouled off on the third base side. Still two balls, two strikes. Now here comes the 2-2. And the pitch is swung on, grounded down the first baseline. Fair ball trickling down the line. Haniger's on his way to third. They're going to stop him there. Mejia slides into second with a double. And the Red Ears have runners at second and third with two outs at the bottom of the first inning. This was not the hardest ground ball Eric Mejia's ever hit, but it was well placed right inside the first base bag. And he has himself a double. Mejia with his 20th double of the year. He just tied Jared Kelnick for the team lead in doubles. And Kelnick entered play today, tied for seventh in the league in doubles, so now Mejia is two. Now the pitch to Padlo, misses for a ball, 1-0 the count. Now here comes the 1-0 from Ashelman, and it is a breaking ball outside. Two balls, no strikes. See if the right ears can turn this into a two-out rally. Now the pitch. Misses ball three. Three balls, no strikes. And the pitch is swung on and yanked through the third baseman, Sullivan, and down the line. That's going to score a pair. Haniger scores. Mejia scores. Padlo digging for second. He's safe there ahead of the throw. And the Red Ears have a 2-0 lead at the bottom of the first inning. Kevin Padlo roped this towards third. Sullivan tried to field it. It was a one-hop scorcher, and it just shot right past Sullivan. And the Red Ears have a couple of runs here in the bottom of the first. And now Joe Odom is the batter. two-run double for Padlo. And the pitch to Odom is taken for a strike. So Padlo now with 18 runs batted in for the Red Ears this year. That was his fifth double. Now the pitch misses for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now a swing and a little blooper behind first, and it drops for a base hit. Padlo's around third. He's going to score, and Odom will end up at second base with a bloop double, and the Red Ears lead it 3-0 in the bottom of the first inning. Just a flare over the first baseman's head and down the line, and that is three consecutive two-out doubles for Tacoma, hit by Mejia, Padlo, and Odom. And now Trey Ambergie is the batter. Ambergie in 14 games, 9 hits and 48 at bats for Tacoma with a homer. Now here comes the next pitch to Ambergie. And it is a ball. 1-0 the count. Now the 1-0 on its way. And it is swung on and bounced foul. 1-1 the count. The 1-1 swung on and hit in the air to right, and lining it up is Rooker, and the right fielder makes the catch, and that is the final out of the inning. But a good first for Tacoma. The Red Ears put three runs on the scoreboard using three straight two-out doubles. Three hits in the inning, no errors, one runner left on. We go to the second inning. It's Tacoma 3, El Paso nothing.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
We go to the second inning of play. Tacoma off to a 3-0 start here with the lead over El Paso. And Darren McCacken on the mound. Retired the side in order in the first. So here in the second, he'll face the cleanup hitter, Luis Campusano, to start things off. He'll be followed by Brent Rooker and Eggy Rosario. Here's the pitch to Campusano, and it is swung on and sprayed to first. Slowed down by Padlo. He goes over to pick it up but has no play. Camposano is aboard with an infield single to get things started in the top of the second inning. At least I think they're going to call it a hit. So Camposano is on. And they've put a hit on the scoreboard. So here's Brent Rooker. And the pitch is swung on and looped out into right center. On the run is Mejia, and he can't come up with this one, and it drops in. Rounding second and going to third is Camposano, and aboard with a hit is Rooker. And runners are at first and third with nobody out in the top of the second inning for El Paso. So Rooker, first ball swinging, has a base hit into shallow right center. And now Eggy Rosario is the hitter. Right, here's up 3-0, but El Paso now immediately threatening. Now this pitch is taken for a strike by Rosario, and the count's 0-1. Eggy Rosario hitting .281 with 15 homers, 59 runs batted in, .862 OPS. Now the pitch is swung on and pulled towards left. Backing up is Ambergie at the track, but it is gone. A three-run homer to left field for Eggy Rosario, and just like that, we are all tied up 3-3. Three batters after the Red Ears took a 3-0 lead. El Paso ties it up. Rosario with his 16th homer of the year, and he's up to 62 runs batted in. And we are all even here at Cheney Stadium, 3-3. 13th homer McCacken has allowed this year in 101 innings pitched. So tie game. And now Jose Azucar is the batter. Azucar, right-hand hitter. And he lines one to first, and it's caught by Padlo. A leaping grab for the first out of the inning. Well, they're being really aggressive against McCacken this inning, just swinging at first pitches. And this one was hit sharply, but Padlo was able to react and make the play. Now Brett Sullivan is the hitter. Left-handed batter, Sullivan hitting .294 with four homers, .788 OPS, and the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. And the next pitch is fouled back, and the count's even, 1-1. So one ball, one strike. And now the next pitch from McCacken is swung on and fouled out of play on the third base side, and the count goes to 1-2. So a ball and two strikes to Sullivan. And the pitch is fouled off on the third base side. Still one ball, two strikes. Now the 1-2, swung on, hit in the air to shallow right center. Wall and Mejia in the area. Mejia, the right fielder, is closer to it, and he makes the catch, and that is out number two. Sullivan retired, and now C.J. Hinojosa will be the batter. Hinojosa, right-hand hitter, batting .273 with 10 homers, .789 OPS. And the pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. Hinojosa looks out towards the mound. The pitch is popped up foul, first base side. That'll get in the seats and out of play. So no balls, two strikes. And the 0-2 is a swing and a soft liner to short, and it's caught by McCoy for the final out of the inning. But El Paso scores three runs in the top of the second inning on three hits. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Tecoma 3, El Paso 3.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community, places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Three-three tie here at Cheney Stadium in Tecoma. We go to the bottom of the second inning. And El Paso has surprisingly brought in a new pitcher. Eshelman goes just one inning today. And allowed three hits and three runs all earned. No walks, no strikeouts. Hit a batter with a pitch. He gives way to left-hander Aaron Leisher. Leisher, 3-6 with a 5.40 ERA. This is his 20th appearance, second of this series. And he's going to work on Mason McCoy to lead things off for the Red Ears. And McCoy lifts one to center field, and coming in on the ball and making the catch is Azucar, and one pitch, one out in the bottom of the second inning. Leisher pitched on Wednesday and worked two scoreless innings, allowing just one hit. Now, Alex Blandino will be the batter. Blandino reached base four times yesterday, and he fouls off the first pitch there, strike one. Blandino hit leadoff yesterday and was two for two with two walks. The Red Ears only had three hits in the game, and Blandino had two of them. Now the 0-1 pitch is on its way from Leisher, and it's a swing and a miss, and that makes the count 0-2. Mariners just won. They beat the Astros 5-4. Abraham Toro pinch hitting for Julio Rodriguez, who had been hit by a pitch on the wrist, hit the go-ahead two-run single in the top of the ninth with two outs. Of course. Pitch to Blandino misses. 1-2 the count to the right here second baseman. Hopefully Julio's all right, but he was hit by the pitch. He stayed in and played defense, and then when it was his turn to hit again, they took him out. So obviously it was bothering him. Sears went outside to Blandino. 2-2 now. So an even count, two balls, two strikes. And Eshelman, or pardon me, Leisher with his pitch, and it is taken down low for a ball, and the count goes full, 3-2. Now the payoff is on its way. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Blandino goes down swinging. Two away in the bottom of the second inning. First strikeout for El Paso pitching tonight. And now Forrest Wall will be the hitter. Pitch to him is over for a strike, going one. 3-3 tie, bottom of the second. The Rainiers had three consecutive two-out doubles in the first, and then Aggie Rosario hit a three-run homer for El Paso in the second. Now the next pitch is in the dirt for a ball. One ball, one strike. Here comes the 1-1 on its way, and it is outside for a ball. 2-1. On deck is Haniger. 2-1 to Wall. Swung on, grounded foul, first base side. 2-2 the count. Here comes the 2-2 on its way. And it's a swing and a miss at a ball down in the dirt, and that is strike three. And Wall has struck out, and the inning is over. Three up, three down at the bottom of the second. Right here's go in order, and we head to the third inning. It's DeKalb 3, El Paso 3.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
3-3 tie, Tacoma and El Paso all even after two innings. We head to the third. And Darren McCacken will face the top of the order. It'll be Beatty, Myers, and Taylor Colway. So Matt Beatty starts things off. He struck out swinging in the first. It is 0-1 today. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. And the 1-0 is swung on and blooped out into right field. And Mejia in a few steps, and he makes the catch. And one man is out in the third. Now, Will Myers is the hitter. McCacken struck him out looking earlier. Now the pitch is taken down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now a swing and a miss. 1-1. Now the next pitch. Outside for a ball. 2-1. Now a swing and a miss, strike two. Now bouncer to the left side, that's fielded it short by McCoy. Throw it across the diamond to first in time for the out, and two men are gone in the top of the second or third inning. So McCacken with a couple of quick outs. Now Taylor Colway is the batter. Colway flied out to center field his first time up. He's 0 for 1. And McCacken, the right-hander from Long Beach, with his pitch, and it's lined towards right center, but Forrest Wall moving that direction, hauls it in the alleyway, and that is the final out at the top of the third inning. Three up, three down. McCacken sets him down. He's retired six in a row since the homer. We go to the bottom of the third. It's Tacoma 3, El Paso 3.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
Woo-hoo! The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
Three-three tie. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Haniger, Ellis, and Mejia do up for Tacoma against Aaron Leisher. Standing in, Haniger, he was hit by a pitch and scored in the first inning, his only plate appearance so far. And it was really a pitch that just kind of grazed him. He didn't get, you know, full on drilled. Sears one down low for a ball, 1-1. Haniger in the lineup at DH today. He played the outfield for his first time on his rehab assignment on Thursday. Played right field. So he swings and misses, and the count goes to 1-2. And he played six innings in that game in the outfield. Today DHing, so he'll probably take all of his at-bats through the course of the entire game, I would guess. Here's the 1-2 on its way. And it is up high for a ball, 2-2. And we'll see if he bounces back and maybe plays the outfield tomorrow in the day game with a quick turnaround. That would be a good sign if he did that. Glacier's next pitch is hit up the middle, but flagged down by the shifted second baseman Hinojosa, and he throws out Haniger at first base, and one man is out at the bottom of the third inning. So Haniger grounds out. Now Drew Ellis will be the batter. Ellis popped up in the first. Pitch from Leisher is outside for a ball. Next pitch coming, and it is inside, and it hit Ellis on the foot. So he is going to go down to first base, plunked by the pitch. And the Rainiers have a one-out base runner here in the third, and that stung. Ellis is not feeling comfortable. Let's get another look at it here on MILB TV. Ooh, right on top of his right foot. And may have got his toe. And the trainer's out to talk to him. He's kind of limping around. Tim Fedorovich out there as well as trainer. Well, now Ellis is, he's all right. He's going to stay in and run for himself and head down to first base. So Fedorovich and Michael Feliciano head back into the dugout. Mejia will bat with a runner at first and one out in the third. Now the pitch is a swing and a foul back by Mejia. There's strike one. Mejia doubled and scored in the first inning, the first of the three consecutive two-out doubles. Now the next pitch is outside for a ball. Now the 1-1 coming. No, toss to first instead, and back in standing up is Ellis. Next pitch, Mejia takes a strike. He was thinking about trying to bunt his way aboard. Took the pitch and it was a strike. Now the pitch is bounced up the third baseline. Foul ball. Still 1-2 to Mejia. Now here comes the 1-2, and it is swung on and hit in the air towards right, and Rooker is there, and he makes the catch, and Mejia is the second out here at the bottom of the third inning. And now Kevin Padlow will be the batter. Padlow doubled and drove in a run and scored a run in the first. He's 1-for-1. Here's the pitch, and it is low and away for a ball. They shift Padlow with three infielders on the left side. Hinojosa, Rosario, and Sullivan, the second baseman, shortstop, and third baseman, respectively. Sears one down in the dirt for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Now the 2-0, and it is a swing and a miss, and the count goes to 2-1. Now the 2-1 is swung on and lined towards right. That's going to get down for a base hit. Ellis will just stop at second base. And Padlo's 2-for-2 today. And that's good to see. The Rainiers would like to get him heated up at the plate. So 2-on, 2-out for Joe Odom. Odom had an RBI double in the first inning. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Now here comes the 0-1. And it is high with a fastball. One ball, one strike. Looks like another good crowd here at Cheney Stadium tonight. The attendance has been outstanding during this homestand. And we wrap up with a day game tomorrow at 1:35. The Raiders are going to go on the road for 1 week. Now the 1-1 is swung on and pulled to left, but he's out in front of it, and it's foul. And after the Raiders go on the road for 1 week to Sacramento, they come home and have a two-week homestand. It'll be 13 games, which includes a doubleheader on Saturday, August 13th against Las Vegas. 1-2 pitch outside, 2-2. And that August 13th doubleheader is a makeup from an early season rainout, and it's going to be one ticket gets you into both games. It's going to be 2 7-inning games back-to-back starting at 5:05 p.m. on Saturday, August 13th here at Cheney Stadium. So here's a swing by Odom and a pop fly to right, and that's routine for Rooker, who makes the catch, and that's the final out of the inning. Raiders do not score in the third. They had a hit, and they leave two stranded. We go to the fourth inning. Tacoma 3, El Paso 3.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Three-three tie, Tacoma and El Paso head to the fourth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Luis Campusano, Brent Rooker, and Eggy Rosario to bat at the top of the fourth against Aaron McCacken, who has retired six hitters in a row. And Campusano stands in, 1-for-1 with an infield single, and he swings at the first pitch and skies it towards left center. It is deep, it is back, and it is gone. Luis Campusano homers to left center field on the first pitch of the fourth inning, his eighth home run of the season, and El Paso has its first lead of the game. It is Chihuahuas 4, Rainiers 3. So Luis Campusano drills a homer to left center. And that's the second home run that they have hit tonight against McCacken. Next up is Brent Rooker. And the pitch from McCacken is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now here's one that misses outside. 1-1. One pitch, called a strike. McCacken fires, and it's a fastball check swing, and he held up in time. The pitch was inside. Two balls, two strikes. Two pitch is just off the plate, ball three, and the count goes full. So three balls, two strikes, and the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to left, and back on this ball goes Ambergy, and he's going to have room right at the edge of the warning track, and he makes the catch, and Rooker is retired. And there's the first out at the top of the fourth inning. Now Eggy Rosario is the hitter. Rosario hit the three-run homer in the second inning that tied the game at the moment. And he swings and fouls one off there, strike one. Swing and a miss. And the count goes to 0-2. So no balls, two strikes to Rosario. And McCacken winds, and his pitch is swung on and bounced towards short, fielded by McCoy, and he fires to first in time to get Rosario, and two men are gone in the fourth inning. Jose Azucar is next. Well, the homer earlier this inning by Campusano that gave El Paso the 4-3 lead, that means that McCacken's string of three consecutive quality starts has come to an end, because having allowed four runs, it's impossible for him to be credited with an official quality start tonight, as here's a pitch down low to Azucar. The quality start is six or more innings pitched, three or fewer runs allowed. Now a swing and a bouncer to third. That's fielded by Ellis, and he throws to first in time to get Azucar, and that wraps up the top of the fourth. But El Paso takes the lead on the Campusano homer. One run on one hit, no errors, no one left. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It is El Paso 4, Tacoma 3.
Progressive presents Forest Metaphors, about bundling your home and auto.
In sports, three goals is a hat trick. And when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, you get a hat trick of great savings and round-the-clock protection. So you might be thinking, wait, that's two things. A hat trick is three. But in this metaphor, great savings counts as two goals, and so does round-the-clock protection. So it's like four goals, and that's more than three. It's basic math.
Forest Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Four-3, El Paso leads Tacoma. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. This has become a bullpen game for El Paso as their starter, Thomas Eshelman, went just one inning. And the next pitcher, Aaron Leisher, went two innings scoreless, allowing one hit, no walks, two strikeouts. Now they've brought in the former Rainier Taylor Scott, the right-hander from South Africa, 2-1 with a 3.44 ERA in 28 appearances. Trey Ambergie at the plate. First pitch is hit in the air towards left, medium deep but playable, and caught by Colway. One pitch, one out at the bottom of the fourth inning. One away, and now Mason McCoy settles in. He flied out to center field earlier. He was off yesterday. He doesn't get many days off. Here's one outside for a ball. McCoy is the Rainier's top defensive shortstop, and I like to have him out there. Now the pitch is outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes to McCoy. Now this one is in there for a called strike, 2-1. And this one's up and in. Three balls, one strike. So three balls, one strike, and the pitch is in for a called strike, and the count is full, 3-2. So three balls, two strikes, one out, and the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Scott got him with a fastball, and there's out number two in the bottom of the fourth inning. And now Alex Blandino will be the hitter. Blandino struck out swinging in the second. He's 0 for 1. And the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Now, here's one that's in there for a called strike, 1-1. Two and one now. On deck is Wall. If Blandino reaches, the 2-1 pitch is outside, ball three. Blandino second in the league with 54 walks drawn this season. That combines his totals from both Tacoma and Sacramento, whom he was with early in the year. And he takes ball four. There's walk number 55. Blandino heads down to first base with two outs. And now Forrest Wall will be the hitter. Ball 0 for 2 with a ground out and a strikeout. Now the pitch. He shows bunt and takes a strike. 0-1 the count. Now here comes the 0-1 with the runner going. It's down low for a ball. Throw down to second is not in time. Stealing second base with a head first dive on a close play is Alex Blandino. And he's in scoring position now. Blandino got a good jump, but Capusano with a strong throw. And Blandino just did get his hand on the bag before the tag. So man in scoring position, one ball, one strike. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. And the count goes to 1-2. So one ball, two strikes, two outs, runner at second base, and the pitch is a check swing. He went around. That is strike three, and down goes Forrest Wall, and that does it for Tacoma in the bottom of the fourth inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and one runner left on base. We head to the fifth inning. It's El Paso 4, Tacoma 3.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
On we go to the fifth inning. It is El Paso 4, Tacoma 3. Darren McCacken on the mound. He'll face Brett Sullivan, the number 8 hitter, to start things off. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There is strike one. El Paso has scored all its runs on homers tonight. The 3-run shot in the second by Eggie Rosario, and then the solo blast by Luis Campusano last inning. So there's strike two to Sullivan. And El Paso, who is in a race with Round Rock for the top of the league in home runs hit, they are, well, they entered play today second with 150. The 0-2 pitch is chopped to the left side and fielded on a nice short hop by Ellis, and he throws to first for the out. One away at the top of the fifth inning. The Red Ears were able to shut out El Paso in the first game of the series on Tuesday. But since then, El Paso has hit 7 homers in the last 3.5 games. C.J. Hinojosa now the hitter. Right-hand batter. And McCacken with a pitch. And it is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. We'll take a look at what's going on around the Pacific Coast League. Get you all caught up. In the West, Reno in first place. They hit a little slide, dropping 3 in a row at home to Salt Lake. So there's a strike now to Hinojosa. But that streak ended yesterday. They beat Salt Lake last night 6-5, scoring the winning run at the bottom of the ninth inning on Stone Garrett's sacrifice fly for his league-leading 85th RBI of the year. So here's a foul out of play by Hinojosa. Moreno getting three hits each from Wilmer Defoe and Cooper Hummel yesterday. So they beat Salt Lake, and they opened up their lead over second place Las Vegas to 2.5 games because Vegas lost at Albuquerque 11-6. 0-2 pitch outside for a ball to Hinojosa. Albuquerque third baseman Ellaris Montero hit a grand slam in the seventh inning yesterday. His 15th homer of the year. Now the 1-2 is outside 2-2. And Winton Bernard had two hits and three runs batted in for the Isotopes. Albuquerque has scored double-digit runs in three of the four games so far against Vegas, including two times in which they scored 15. Here's a bouncer back to McCacken on the first base side of the mound. He handles it and tosses it to first for the putout on Hinojosa, and two men are gone in the top of the fifth inning, and now Matt Beatty will be the batter. Beatty's 0 for 2 today. So in the West, Reno in first, Vegas 2.5 back, Salt Lake 6 back. In the East, Oklahoma City's in first. They needed 10 innings. They beat Sugar Land 3-2 in a thriller last night at Bricktown Ballpark. As the pitch to Beatty is a swing and a foul at the plate. It was 1-1 after 9. Sugar Land had the automatic runner in the top of the 10th. They scored him to take a 2-1 lead. Bottom of the 10th inning, Oklahoma City gets its automatic runner at second base. Miguel Vargas, the hitter leading off the inning, ended it with a 2-run homer. And they won 3-2. The old leadoff 2-run homer for Vargas in the 10th. So here's one up high to Beatty. Oklahoma City leads the East by 4 games over El Paso and 6 games over Round Rock coming into play today. 1-1 pitch, fouled away, 1-2. We're just about to hit the 2/3 mark of the schedule. We're playing 150 games this year, and the teams are all very close to 100 played. For the Rainiers, it'll be the second game in Sacramento. This week will be game number 100, as here's a bouncer foul by Beatty. Speaking of Sacramento, they lost to Round Rock yesterday 4-3, got shut down by Cole Reagans, who allowed just one run and two hits over six innings for Round Rock. 1-2 to Beatty. Swing and a miss, strike three, down he goes. And that does it for El Paso with the top of the fifth inning. And Darren McCacken has his third strikeout of the game and his first one since the first inning. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the fifth with the score, El Paso 4, Tacoma 3.
Baseball's future is here on MILB-TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB-TV. Baseball's future is here.
Looking good, Mrs. Dubs.
The head groundskeeper at Thad's Golf Course just retired.
We need to find someone in the next 2 weeks. Someone with botany and management experience.
He needs a replacement because the greens are already looking a little rough.
Aeration, they need to know it all.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard.
Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by interviewing on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cap pulled over your eyes. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, giving you visibility and control over your financials, inventory, budgeting, and more, all in one place. 93% of surveyed businesses increase their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 31,000 businesses already use NetSuite. This summer, NetSuite has a special financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/RBI. netsuite.com/RBI.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning here in Tecoma. It is El Paso 4, Tecoma 3. Mitch Haniger set to lead things off. And the pitch is swung out and fouled away. Strike one to Haniger. Facing Taylor Scott, who is beginning his second inning of relief work. 0-1 pitch is called a strike, 0-2. El Paso already. Well, correction, I thought they had some action in the bullpen, but they do not right now. But they're in a full-on bullpen game right now. So the 0-2 to Haniger is a called strike three, and down goes Haniger, and one man is out at the bottom of the fifth inning. Three pitches, and he goes down looking. Now Drew Ellis is the batter. Now the pitch in there for a strike. Next delivery, over for a strike, 0-2 to Ellis. Scott just pounding the strike zone here at the bottom of the fifth inning. Five pitches, all strikes. Here's his 0-2 to Ellis, and it is swung on and yanked foul on the third base side. Still 0-2. Next pitch is a check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. That is strike three, and Ellis didn't care for the call, saying that he went around, and he has struck out, and Scott has struck out three straight hitters going back to last inning. Now Eric Mejia is the batter. Now the pitch is called a strike, 0-1 the count. Reiniers down by a run with two outs in the fifth, and this one's down in the dirt for a ball. One pitch, down low and away. Two balls, one strike. Now here's one low and away. 3-1. Now called strike to Mejia. Count goes full. Right, here's with just one hit since the three-run rally in the first. Payoff pitch, swung on and fouled off. Eric Mejia, 27-year-old native of the Dominican Republic. 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and Taylor Scott strikes out the side in the bottom of the fifth inning. Three up, three down. Three whiffs. We go to the sixth. It is El Paso 4, Tacoma 3.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
On we go to the sixth inning. It is El Paso 4, Tacoma 3. Darren McCackett on the mound. He'll face Will Myers, Taylor Colway, and Luis Campuzano. Pitch to Will Myers is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Myers is 0-2. He is struck out looking, and he is grounded out to shortstop. Next pitch from McCackett is swung on and hit up the middle, but the Rainiers have a man there. It's Blandino, the second baseman, and he fields it and throws out Myers at first base, and one man is out in the top of the sixth inning. And now Taylor Colway will be the batter. We'll check out our Seattle Mariner Farm Report. The Mariners Double-A team, Arkansas, got a grand slam from Jack Shiner yesterday. His 11th homer of the year. Shiner also hit a double in the game. Here's a pitch in for a strike to Colway. But Arkansas lost at Tulsa on a walk-off homer, 7-5. Here's one down low for a ball to Colway. Advanced Class A Everett lost a one-run decision at Vancouver yesterday, 6-5. Noel V. Marte had three hits and then got traded. Now the 1-1 pitch is grounded foul, first base set. Jordan Jackson started for Everett. Had a nice outing, went five innings, allowed two runs, no walks, five strikeouts. And then Low A Modesto, they lost yesterday to Fresno in the California League, 10-4, lost to the Rockies affiliate. So the 1-2 pitch is outside, 2-2. Walking Cabrera did a lot of hitting for the Mariners' Low A affiliate yesterday. A double, a triple. Scored a run, drove in a run. He's hitting .287, and walking Cabrera did not walk. Here's a line drive, base hit into center field for Colway. His first clean hit of this series. And he is on with a one-out single. When this series began, Colway was the league's leading hitter. But he was just 1-for-17 in the series before that hit right there. And the one hit was one of the strangest hits I've ever seen, a grounder off the handle of his bat that rolled up the third baseline and foul ground and then took a hard right and ended up in fair territory, dying on the infield grass for an RBI single a couple of days ago, as here's one in for a strike to Campuzano. But this hit by Colway, that was a line drive base hit right there. Here's the 0-1 from McCacken to Campuzano, and it is in there for a strike, and the count goes to 0-2. McCacken with the 0-2 pitch on its way. And it is swung on, hit in the air down the right field line, slicing foul, and that'll get out of play and land in the Chihuahuas bullpen, where one of the relievers who was sitting on the bench out there just casually caught it. So still no balls, two strikes to Campusano. And the pitch is a swing and a foul. Still no balls, two strikes. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Campusano, and McCacken has his fourth strikeout of the game. Two away in the top of the sixth inning. And now Brent Rooker will be the hitter. Rooker, one for two with a single so far. And the pitch to him is in there for a called strike, 0-1. Next offering from McCacken, swung on, bounced foul, third base side. 0-2, so McCacken's out ahead in the count again. McCacken's pitch count just hit 75 with two outs at the top of the sixth inning. Now the 0-2 is coming. And it is a swing and a miss, strike three. McCacken got him with a change. Down goes Rooker, and the inning is over. Back-to-back strikeouts close out the top of the sixth for Darren McCacken. No runs on a hit. There were no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's El Paso 4, Tecoma 3.
It's called the Missouri Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Protect your vehicle's engine with Syntec at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec Premium Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99. Try Syntec today, exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Four, 3 is our score. El Paso leads Tecoma. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Raiders led 3-0 after one, but El Paso tied it in the second and then took the lead in the fourth. So Tecoma has been down by a run for a bit. And they've had only one hit since the first inning. And that was a base hit by Kevin Padlo in the third. And Padlo's leading off here, and he just took a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch from Taylor Scott is low and away for a ball, 1-1. Next pitch coming to Padlo, and it is outside for a ball, 2-1. Now this one is swung out and fouled out of play. 2-2 the count. There is activity in the El Paso bullpen. They have a lefty warming up as the next pitch to Padlo is up and away. Full count, 3-2. Now this one is a swing and a miss, strike three. And Padlo has struck out, and Scott has struck out five consecutive Tacoma batters. One away in the bottom of the sixth, and now Joe Odom is the hitter. And that will do it for Taylor Scott. They're going to bring in the lefty now. So Scott, very impressive against his former team Tacoma tonight. 2 1/3 scoreless innings with 6 strikeouts. No walks and no hits allowed. They're going to go to the bullpen and bring in left-hander Travis Bergen. We'll take a break for this pitching change with the score. El Paso 4, Tacoma 3.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is El Paso 4, Tacoma 3. And Joe Odom leads things off against, bats with one out, I should say. And the pitch from the new pitcher, Travis Bergen, is up and away for a ball, 1-0. Bergen's making his first appearance of this series, 3-0 with a 4.37 ERA. He's issued a lot of walks this year. It's now the 1-0 to Odom is high and away, ball 2. Bergen has walked 22 batters in 22 2/3 innings. He does have 25 strikeouts. He's allowed 24 hits. Now the 2-0 to Odom is high, ball 3. 3 balls, no strikes. Rio is a fastball inside, ball 4, and there's a one-out walk. Odom heads down to first base. Second walk issued by El Paso pitchers tonight, and now Trey Ambergee comes to the dish. So Odom is on. Ambergee has flied out twice. He's flied out once to right field and once to left field. And the pitch from Bergen is swung on and hit in the air down the right field line, but it slices and goes foul. Lands on the berm down the line. Strike one. On deck, Mason McCoy. Rainier's trying to get something started here, trailing by a run in the bottom of the sixth inning. And the pitch is a called strike. 0-2 the count. Now the 0-2 is swung on and pulled toward short. Rosario has it, takes it to second for one. His throw to first gets past the first baseman, but picking it up quickly is Myers, and no further advancement for Ambergy. He just reaches on a fielder's choice. Odom forced out at second base by the shortstop unassisted. So now Ambergy's at first base with two down, and Mason McCoy will be the batter. McCoy has flied out and struck out so far, 0 for 2. Bergen's pitch is fastball inside, ball one. Now the 1-0 misses for a ball, two balls, no strikes. Now the 2-0, down and in, ball three. Right here's will take a walk. It would push the tying runner into scoring position. 3-0 pitch to McCoy, called a strike at the knees, and the count goes to 3-1. Next pitch, swung on it, fouled out of play. Full count now, 3-2. Runner will be off with the pitch, the 3-2 to McCoy. Up and away, ball four, and he draws the walk. Ambergy takes second, and the Red Ears have two on with two out for Alex Blandino. Blandino is 0 for 1 today with a strikeout and a walk. Pitches up and away for a ball. 1-0 to Blandino. pitch. Outside, ball two. Right-hander is throwing in the El Paso pen as Bergen has walked two of the three batters he has faced since coming in, and he's behind Blandino 2-0. 2-0 pitch. Called a strike on the outside edge, and it's 2-1. Now this pitch. Outside, ball three, a breaking ball way outside. Well, the walk would load him up. On deck is Forrest Wall. Here comes the 3-1 pitch to Blandino, and it is in tight, ball four. That loads them up. Ambergy takes third. McCoy down to second, and Blandino heads to first. And Jared Sandberg, the El Paso manager, has to make a decision here. The reliever in the pen is a righty. Bergen is a lefty. The batter is a lefty, so you'd rather have a left-hander face Forrest Wall. But Bergen's wild. Well, they send the pitching coach to the mound, so Mike McCarthy is out there talking to Bergen. They are going to leave him in there to face the lefty, it appears. The righty in the bullpen is Grant Gavin. Conference on the mound breaks up. Well, here we go. Wall stands in. He's 0 for 3 tonight. Bergen with the pitch, and it is a fastball call to strike at the top of the zone. 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1. Swung on, grounded right side, but scooping it up is Hinojosa, and he throws out Wall at first base. And that wraps up the bottom of the sixth inning. Right here's threatened, but they did not score. No runs, hits, or errors, and three runners left on base. We go to the seventh inning of play. It's El Paso 4, Tacoma 3.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Ready for an MVP move? Making your business more energy efficient can reduce operating expenses and help lower monthly utility bills. Tacoma Power offers incentives on LED lighting, HVAC upgrades, new construction, and more. Efficient lighting is one of the best investments to save energy, improve safety, and reduce maintenance. Learn more at mytpu.org/bizrebates. Tacoma Public Utilities, proud partner of the Tacoma Rainiers.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
El Paso leads Tacoma 4-3 as we head now to the seventh inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. And Darren McCacken still in the game. He's thrown 77 pitches through six. And he'll face Eggie Rosario, Jose Azucar, and Brett Sullivan in the top of the seventh inning. McCacken ready to work on Rosario with the pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Eggie Rosario, first name E-G-U-Y, pronounced Eggie, from the Dominican Republic. The pitch to Eggie is outside for a ball. The umpiring crew changed today. An umpire who had been in the majors on a temporary assignment came back to AAA and joined this crew. So here's a swing and a miss by Eggie. And that umpire's name is, he's at first base today, John Bacon. So we've got an Eggie in the game and an umpire named Bacon. The 2-1 pitch is in there for a called strike, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. And the next pitch from McCacken is swung on, bounced to the left side, fielded by McCoy, throws to first base in time for the out, and Eggie is toast. Jose Azucar will be next. He's 0-2 today with a line out and a ground out. on MILB TV on the replay. That was John Bacon there with the out call on Eggie. Here's Azucar, and it's a swing and a foul back there, strike one. El Paso with the one-run lead because of homers. They had a three-run shot by Aggie in the second inning and the solo blast by Campuzano in the fourth. Here's one outside for a ball to Azucar, one and one the count. Now, bouncer foul, third base side. 1-2. Series wraps up tomorrow with a 1:35 start. I think Austin Warner is not officially listed, but I believe Warner is starting for the Rainiers tomorrow. It's now a swing and a foul out of play down the right field line by Azucar. El Paso is pitching a knuckleballer tomorrow, Matt Waldron. Been a while since we've seen a knuckleballer. None this year. Pitch to Azucar is a swing and a miss. Strike three. McCackett got him. That is his sixth strikeout of the game. He's allowed only two hits since the second inning. And now Brett Sullivan will be the hitter. Sullivan's 0 for 2 with a flyout and a ground out. Now a swing and a looper into shallow left, and that's going to drop in for a hit. Over to get it near the line is Ambergie, and holding it first with a single is Sullivan. So he has a two-out single to left. And now C.J. Hinojosa will be the hitter. There is activity in the Tacoma bullpen for the first time tonight. Hinojosa has lined out and grounded out so far. He's 0 for 2. McCacken's pitch is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Rainiers have the 2, 3, and 4 hitters coming up in the bottom of this inning, starting with Mitch Haniger. McCacken's 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss at a fastball, and that evens up the count 1-1. So one ball, one strike. And the pitch is ball two, 2-1. Now pitch is outside for a ball. Three balls, one strike. Now the 3-1 pitch is a called strike at the knees, and the count goes full on Hinojosa. So the runner will be off with a pitch. Two outs, full count. Here it comes, and the pitch is lined towards left. This is well hit. Ambergie back, and he makes the catch in the alleyway for the final out at the top of the seventh inning. Hinojosa lines out to left, and that does it for El Paso. No runs on a hit and one left. It's the stretch. El Paso 4, Tacoma 3.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out.
At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Hey, Tacoma fans! America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
We head to the bottom of the seventh inning here at Cheney Stadium. Rainiers trailing 4-3. And new pitcher in for El Paso to pitch the bottom of the seventh inning. It is Grant Gavin. Gavin 5-0 with a 4.95 ERA. And this is his 31st appearance. He has 48 strikeouts, 22 walks, and 36 and a third innings. Mitch Haniger stands in to lead things off, and the pitch from Gavin is in there for a called strike, 0-1. Haniger 0-2, has been hit by a pitch and scored a run this evening, serving as the designated hitter. Now the 0-1 pitch from Gavin is a slider for a strike, and the count goes to 0-2. So Gavin out ahead of Mitch Haniger. Now here comes the 0-2 pitch on its way, and it is up high for a ball, 1-2. Next pitch coming now. And it's a check swing foul tip. Haniger stays alive. Still 1-2. Rainiers had three straight two-out doubles to bring in three runs in the first inning, and since that time they have just one hit for a total of four hits on the night, this after being held to three singles period last night. They did have 10 hits the day before on Thursday. 1-2 is outside, 2-2. So Haniger with the even count now. Now here comes the 2-2 on its way. And it is a fastball outside, ball three. Full count, 3-2. And the payoff is low and outside, ball four. It's a leadoff walk. Haniger heads down to first base. And the Red Ears have the tying runner on at the bottom of the seventh inning. And now Drew Ellis will be the batter. Ellis 0-2 and has been hit by a pitch tonight. And the pitch is bunted foul. There's strike one. Grounded to the left side, sharply hit. Eggy fields it, flips to Hinojosa for one on to first. There's two, an easy double play turn by El Paso. At least once Rosario fielded it cleanly, they had all the time in the world. Sharply hit grounder to the shortstop. That erases the base runner, two away, and Eric Mejia will now be the batter. Mejia 1-for-3 with a double and a run scored. And the pitch is a swing and a foul. Strike one to Mejia. Now this one, broken bat blooper that'll be caught by Hinojosa, the second baseman. The barrel of the bat flew almost as far as the baseball. Mejia gets jammed and his bat explodes and he pops up to the second baseman. Red Ears do not score in the seventh. No runs, hits, or errors. No one left. We go to the eighth. It is El Paso 4, Tacoma 3.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria, también somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
Well, we go to the eighth inning, still a one-run game. El Paso 4, Tacoma 3. Red Ears bring in a new pitcher to work the top of the eighth. It's the left-hander, Danny Young. Darren McCacken is done after seven innings of work. It was McCacken's second longest start of the season in terms of innings pitched anyway. Seven innings, six hits allowed, four runs all earned, two homers, no walks, and six strikeouts. And McCacken finished his outing really strongly. In fact, just the second inning where there was an infield hit and then a base hit that barely fell in and then a ball hit well for a three-run homer. And other than that, McCacken was outstanding. One other homer, the solo shot by Camposano in the fourth. Well, here's the new pitcher, Danny Young, and his first pitch to Matt Beatty is in for a strike, 0-1 the count. Danny Young, a slider specialist, appearing in his 29th game, 0-1, two saves, a 4.00 ERA. Next pitch in there for a called strike, 0-2 the count to Beatty. Young now ready with the 0-2 pitch. Here it comes. And it's outside for a ball, 1-2. Now the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Beatty, and one man is out in the eighth. Young's a tough matchup for a left-handed hitter with that slider he has that has a really tremendous horizontal movement on it. So one down, and now Will Myers, the batter. Myers is 0-3 with a couple of groundouts and a strikeout. And the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 swing and a miss, and the count's even, 1-1. Next pitch is down low for a ball, 2-1. Coming, and it's a swing and a foul, and the count's even, 2-2. Two is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got Myers with a slider down to the dirt, and that is the second straight strikeout for Danny Young. And now Taylor Colway will be the batter. Colway 1-3 with a single so far. Hey, tomorrow is the annual Carol Milgard Breast Center Pink at the Park Day here at Cheney Stadium. So if you're coming to the game tomorrow, please dress accordingly. Just a reminder. So here's the pitch to Taylor Colway, and it's outside for a ball, 1-0. Tomorrow's game's at 1:35. Now the 1-0 pitch is in for a strike, 1-1. Young now with his next delivery, and it is a slider down low. 2-1 to Colway. Young to the plate, and it's a swing and a miss. Counts even, 2-2. Young throwing a fastball there. He throws so many sliders, it becomes a surprise when he throws the heater. So 2-2 to Colway. And the pitch from Young is a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a sweeping slider, and down goes Colway, and Danny Young strikes out the side in the top of the eighth inning. Three up, three down, all swinging strike threes. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It is El Paso 4, Tacoma 3.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is El Paso 4, Tacoma 3. Changes for El Paso. They have taken the rehabbing Will Myers out of the game. And he was playing first base. In is Kyle Martin. Martin playing first base, batting in the two hole for El Paso. They also have a new pitcher. And that is the sidearmer out of Gonzaga, Alec Jacob. And Jacob ready to work on Kevin Padlow, leading things off of the first pitch, misses for a ball, 1-0. Jacob in his ninth appearance for El Paso, getting his first taste of AAA this year. No record, of 5.68 ERA in 6 1/3 innings. 8 strikeouts, 1 walk. Next pitch fouled back, and the count goes to 1-1. Apparently a fan made the play. And the 1-1 is outside for a ball, 2-1. Two-one pitch, called a strike, and the count's even, 2-2. Now this pitch is up and away, ball 3. Payoff pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3. Padlow falling to the ground while in his follow through there. He took such a big cut, but he is struck out, and one man is out at the bottom of the eighth inning. It's the ninth strikeout for El Paso pitchers today, most of them recorded by the reliever Taylor Scott. He had 6 and 2 1/3 innings. So now Joe Odom is the batter. He had an RBI double in the first, and he fouls one off, strike 1. Odom has also walked and is 1-for-2 today. Now this one is outside for a ball, 1-1. One-one pitch, sprayed foul, and the count goes to 1-2. Now this one is fouled off. One and two to Odom. Swing and a liner down the left field line. Fair going into the corner. That's going to be extra bases. Odom's digging for second. Over to get it is Colway, and Odom will stop at second base with a one-out double. And the Red Ears have the tying runner in scoring position. Joe Odom doubles down the left field line. And now Trey Ambergy is the batter. Ambergy 0-3 tonight. And the pitch is swung on and bounced foul, third base side. There's strike one. Count. Ambergy looking for something he could drive to tie up this game. And the pitch is outside for a ball. Rainiers with their first hit since the third inning. They've had five hits in this game. Four of them have been doubles. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike two. Now the 1-2 from Jacob, fouled back. Ambergy back in the batter's box now. And the pitch is a swing and a drive down the left field line. Back goes Colway towards the track at the fence. It is gone! A two-run home run for Trey Ambergy. And the Red Ears have taken the lead in the bottom of the eighth inning, 5-4. Ambergy's second homer is a member of the Red Ears, and it comes at a crucial time for the squad to give them the lead in the bottom of the eighth inning. Just yanked it down the line, had just enough on it to get it over the left field fence and into the Red Ears bullpen. 5-4 Tacoma with one out of the bottom of the eighth inning. Trey Ambergy connects. And now the pitch to Mason McCoy is up high for a ball 1-0. Red Ears 127th home run of the season right there. As here's one up and in for a ball. And the count goes to 2-0. That's the first home run for the Rainiers since Mitch Haniger's on Thursday night. Next pitch. Misses for a ball. It's 3-0. So McCoy well out ahead of the count, 3-0, and this one is in there for a strike, 3-1. Next offering is swung on and looped out over the second baseman and into shallow right center, a base hit for McCoy. Three straight hits for Tacoma here in the eighth inning. And now Alex Blandino will be the batter. He's 0-1 with a strikeout and two walks. And now a trip to the mound by the pitching coach. That's Mike McCarthy. So they're going to have a little meeting on the mound here. The Red Ears just took the lead on Ambergy's homer down the line after Odom doubled. And Now with McCoy immediately following with a base hit, suddenly it's like the Raiders might be thinking about adding insurance runs. It's not going to be easy in the ninth, by the way. The Chihuahuas with three straight hitters up, or two up with power in Luis Camposano, Brent Rooker, and Eggy Rosario. Blandino stands in the batter's box. And the pitch from Jacob is outside for a ball, 1-0. Now turning a throw to first and back in safely is McCoy. Want to know the count. Next pitch is called a strike, and the count's even, 1-1. Now this one's fouled back, 1-2. Attendance tonight, 5,852. One ball, two strikes to Blandino. And it is inside. It hit him on the hand. Oh, that hurts. Got him on the left forearm near the hand. Maybe got him on the back of the hand, not sure. Yeah, back of the wrist maybe. He's down his way to first base, but the trainer, Michael Feliciano, is chasing him down. And he's trying to wave him off, and Feliciano's having none of it. He wants to take a look. So Blandino hit by the pitch. He is at first. McCoy at second. Two on, one out. And now Forrest Wall will be the hitter. Wall's been quiet tonight, 0 for 4, two strikeouts, two groundouts. And the pitch is in there for a called strike, 0-1 the count. Next pitch is over for a strike, 0-2. So the 0-2 is a swing and a miss. Strike three, three pitches, and Wall strikes out for the second down to the bottom of the eighth inning. And now Mitch Haniger will bat with a chance to do some damage. Haniger, 0 for 2 with a walk, and he's been hit by a pitch tonight and scored a run. That was all the way back in the first inning. Pitch from Jacob is inside for a ball, 1-0. McCoy at second, Blandino at first, two down at the bottom of the eighth. Raiders have taken the lead 5-4 on the two-run homer by Trey Ambergy. 1-0 pitch on its way, and this is outside. Two balls, no strikes. So 2-0 the count, and the pitch is inside, and that hit Haniger as he was turning away from it. And that's going to load the bases. McCoy takes third, Blandino to second. Haniger hit by a pitch for his second time tonight. And they're absolutely accidental. This ball just ran in on him. He was trying to turn away from it, and it got him in the back of the left elbow. And he does wear protection there, Haniger does, and he's fine. But the Chihuahuas are definitely concerned about this situation, and their manager, Jared Sandberg, is out to the mound now. He's going to take the ball away from Jacob and bring in the left-hander, who I believe is Jose Castillo, who has been warming up in the bullpen. So we'll take a break for this pitching change with the bases loaded and two outs in the bottom of the eighth. Our score, Tacoma 5, El Paso 4.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
5-4 Tacoma, bases loaded, two outs at the bottom of the eighth inning. New pitcher Jose Castillo at his first pitch to Drew Ellis is called a strike. 0-1 the count. Castillo 3-1 with a 2.13 ERA in 26 appearances for El Paso. He inherits a jam. The 0-1 is down low for a ball, 1-1. Right here's have Mason McCoy at third, Alex Blandino at second, and Mitch Haniger at first with two outs. And a 1-1 count now on Ellis. Now Castillo is ready. Right here's looking for insurance runs. The pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards left center. Into the alley goes Azokar, as does Colway, the left fielder, and Colway makes the catch. Ellis is retired, and the right ears leave him loaded in the eighth. But they do get two to take the lead on Trey Abergy's homer. Two runs on three hits. There were no errors and three runners left. We go to the ninth. It's Tacoma 5, El Paso 4.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On we go to the ninth. It's Tacoma 5, El Paso 4. And the Red Ears bring in left-hander Nick Ramirez to try to close it out. Ramirez got the save here on Thursday night. That one was not as pressure-packed. He had a three-run lead in the ninth. Took care of business, allowed a single, but nothing else. This is going to be tougher, a one-run lead in the ninth. He'll face three straight right-handed hitters in Luis Campusano, Brent Rooker, and Eggy Rosario. Ramirez leads the Rainiers with five saves. That's actually tied for the sixth highest total in the league. He's 2-2 with a 2.60 ERA in 34 and two-thirds innings. His strikeout 28 and walked 10. Campusano stands in. He's already homered today. He swings and misses at a first pitch change of pace. There's strike one. Ramirez has had a very good changeup this year. And look for him to use that a lot this inning. Yeah, the 0-1 on its way to Campusano is swung on and fouled back. Another change, and the count goes to 0-2. Campusano, 2-for-3. In addition to his homer in the fourth, he had an infield hit in the second and scored that inning, too. Ramirez now ready. And here comes his 0-2 pitch on its way to Campusano, and it's swung on and tapped to the shortstop. McCoy fields it, staying with a kind of high hop, and he throws out Campusano, and one man is gone at the top of the ninth inning. So Ramirez gets Luis Campusano to ground out to shortstop. Little hesitation move in his delivery. It's one of Ramirez's tricks. And now Brent Rooker will be the hitter. Ramirez from Southern California, Anaheim area. Been in the big leagues with the Padres and Tigers, and his pitch to Rooker is called a strike, 0-1. And Ramirez is a former Chihuahua, too. He played a bit for El Paso last season. Next pitch is up high for a ball, 1-1. One out of the ninth, right here's lead 5-4. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike two to Rooker. Ramirez out in front. 1-2 pitch to Rooker, and it is low and inside, 2-2. Rooker with 19 homers this season. Now Ramirez with a 2-2 pitch to Rooker. And it is a called strike three on the inside corner. Threw a fastball right there on the edge. 92 miles per hour, and Rooker goes down looking, and two men are gone in the ninth. And the Red Ears are an out away from victory. Eggy Rosario, the batter, he's already homered today. 1-for-3 with a three-run shot back in the second inning. He has 16 bombs this year. Here's the pitch, and it is a swing and a miss and a change. There's strike one. Red Ears were trailing since the fourth inning. Took the lead at the bottom of the eighth on Ambergy's homer. Now they're trying to seal the deal. Ramirez is ready, the 0-1 pitch, and it is a swing and a miss and another changeup. 0-2 the count to Eggy Rosario. Here comes the 0-2 pitch, and it is just off the plate with a fastball outside. One ball, two strikes. Right here, trying to lock this one up. A win would clinch at least a series tie with a chance to win the series tomorrow. The 1-2 pitch misses ball two. Two balls, two strikes to Eggy Rosario. Ramirez goes to the rosin bag behind the mound. Rosario digs in at the plate. Two outs in the ninth inning. No one on base. Red Ears with a one-run lead. And Ramirez with his pitch, and it is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him out in front of the changeup, and Nick Ramirez retires the side in the ninth to nail down the save. Raiders win it by the final score of 5-4. And with that, the Raiders have won three of the first five games of this six-game series, and they're going to go for the series victory in the finale tomorrow afternoon here at Cheney Stadium at 1:35 p.m. We'll recap today's game and have a look at the Major League and Pacific Coast League scoreboards in the Tacoma Raiders post-game show coming up next.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now. At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Raiders win. They take down El Paso 5-4 on the go-ahead home run by Trey Ambergie in the eighth inning. And the Raiders have taken the lead in the series. 3-2 going into the finale tomorrow afternoon at 1:35 in the afternoon. We had scoring early today. The Raiders put 3 on the board in the bottom of the first inning as the Raiders were facing right-hander Thomas Eshelman, and with one out, Mitch Haniger was hit by a pitch, just grazed him. He headed down to first base. Then with two outs, Eric Mejia pulled a ground ball just inside the first base bag, and it trickled down the line for an RBI double, or for a double. It did not drive in a run. Haniger stopped at third base. That brought Kevin Padlo to the plate. Padlo brought in two-run double to left field past the third baseman, scoring Haniger and Mejia, and the Raiders were up 2-0. Then Joe Odom blooped a double down the right field line to bring in another run as Padlo scored from second base. It was 3-0 Tacoma before the final out was made. 3 consecutive two-out doubles for Tacoma in the first lead to 3-run scoring. With Darren McCacken on the mound, it felt pretty good to have a 3-run lead in the first. McCacken very consistent for Tacoma this year. And he ended up having a good start today, but he did immediately give up the lead in the second inning. Luis Campusano hit a ball that kind of ate up Plandino at second base for an infield hit. Then Brent Rooker found some outfield grass with a flare into shallow right center, and there were two on with nobody out. Eggy Rosario was next, and he jumped on the first pitch and hammered it into the deck on above the left field fence here at Cheney Stadium for a 3-run home run, his 16th of the year, and it tied the score 3-3 in the second inning. McCacken then settled in, retired the next six hitters. But at the top of the fourth inning, Luis Camposano leading things off. He jumped on a pitch and drove it out of here to left center field for his eighth homer of the year, and it gave El Paso a 4-3 lead in the top of the fourth. And that was our score for a long time tonight, because the Red Ears did get a lot of base runners in the middle innings because of walks and a hit by pitch here or there, but they weren't getting any hits. Padlo hit a single in the third, but from the first inning to the eighth inning, Padlo's single in the third inning was the only Tacoma hit. Still, McCacken wasn't allowing them to score either, and he ended up going seven innings and allowing the four early runs on six hits. No walks, six strikeouts for McCacken. In the top of the eighth, the Red Ears brought in Danny Young to pitch. He struck out this side. We went to the bottom of the eighth. Red Ears down to 4-3, and El Paso brought in the Submariner, Alec Jacob, out of Gonzaga, who we've seen a lot of in this series, his third appearance in the last 4 days. And he struck out Padlo to start the eighth, but then Joe Odom doubled down the left field line, his second double of the game. That put the tying run in scoring position for Trey Ambergy. Ambergy wasn't thinking about tying it up. He got a side-armed fastball with all that movement on it, but it was up and over the plate, and Ambergy just turned on it and deposited it above the left field fence and into the Tacoma bullpen for a two-run homer, his second homer as a member of the Red Ears. And it not only tied the game, it gave the Red Ears the lead. Tacoma was up 5-4. They turned it over to Nick Ramirez in the ninth, and he got the save without incident. That's the way you like it. Three up, three down with a couple of strikeouts for Nick Ramirez. No stress, and the Red Ears were winners today. 5-4, the final score. Here are the final totals in tonight's game. For Tacoma, 5 runs on 7 hits, no errors. They left 10 on base. El Paso scores 4 runs on 6 hits, makes no errors, leaves 2 on base. Winning pitcher is Danny Young. He's 1-1. Save to Nick Ramirez, his 6th. Loss goes to Jacob. He's 0-1. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 28 minutes. The attendance, 5,852. With the win, the Red Ears now have 42 of them this year, next to 55 losses. El Paso falls to 54 wins and 44 losses. The Red Ears will try to win this series with a victory in the finale tomorrow at 1:35 in the afternoon. A bullpen game for the Red Ears. Believe that Austin Warner is going to start, although that's not confirmed. Matt Waldron, a knuckleballer, is going to be on the hill for El Paso tomorrow. We'll be on the air with a pregame show, including an interview with manager Tim Fedorovich, beginning at 1:20 tomorrow afternoon right here on this stream. Red Ears win it 5-4. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Time for our Major League Baseball scoreboard. The Red Ears defeat El Paso 5-4. Now, let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. We'll start things off with the Mariners game today. They won in Houston 5-4 to end a string of 5 straight games that they had lost to the Astros head-to-head. But that ended today as the Mariners won rather dramatically in the ninth inning. They were down 4-3 in the ninth. Now, in the eighth inning, Julio Rodriguez was hit on the wrist by a pitch, was in a lot of pain. That was in the top of the eighth. The trainer looked at him. They talked for a while. He went back in the clubhouse for a little bit, but then he came out and played the outfield in the bottom of the eighth inning. It was his throwing wrist, yet he stayed in and played defense. In the ninth inning, the Mariners started to rally. They got a couple of, they loaded up the bases with two outs, and it was Julio's turn to hit, and they pinch hit for him because I'm guessing that it started to swell on him or something. But they pinch hit for Julio Rodriguez with Abraham Toro, who's struggling this year. And wouldn't you know it, Abraham Toro hit a two-out, two-run single to put the Mariners up 5-4, and Paul Sewald closed it out for his 13th save. And the Mariners get the win over the Astros, 5-4 the final. After the game, Julio had x-rays, and we're not going to know the results until tomorrow. So hoping for the best on that one. Elsewhere in the American League, Tampa Bay beat Cleveland 6-4. Brandon Lau and Yandy Diaz each with home runs for the Rays. It always does. That does all the Laus and Lows with Tampa. It's hard to keep them straight. This is a Lau. Brandon Lau with a homer for Tampa as they beat the Guardians 6-4. Yankees defeat the Royals 8-2 in the Bronx. Aaron Judge hit his 42nd homer of the year. He leads the majors. This one was also the 200th of his career. Second fastest player in Major League history to 200 career home runs as compared to games played. The fastest ever is Ryan Howard. Remember how he just torched the league for his first few years there in Philadelphia? Toronto beat Detroit today 5-3. Teoscar Hernandez go-ahead three-run homer of the sixth inning. The Jays have won 11 of 14. White Sox defeat the Oakland A's 3-2. Gavin Sheets hit a game-tying two-run homer of the seventh inning and then scored the winning run in the ninth, walk-off style on a wild pitch. And the Angels got a go-ahead two-run double from Luis Ranifo and beat Texas 9-7 tonight in Anaheim. Otani hit a homer, his 22nd of the year. Interleague play, three games this evening. The Brewers beat the Red Sox 9-4 behind the pitching of Eric Lauer, who earned his seventh win of the season. Reds hit three homers and walloped the O's 8-2. Joey Votto hit one of the homers, his 10th of the year. Former Rainier Jake Fraley just activated off the IL for the Reds. He also went deep in that game for Cincy. And the Twins beat the Padres 7-4 in San Diego as Byron Buxton hit his 26th home run of the year and Carlos Correa belted his 13th. And on the National League scoreboard, Mets shut out the Marlins 4-0. Carlos Carrasco, 7 2/3 scoreless to get his 11th win of the year, which was also the 100th career win for Carrasco. Phillies beat the Pirates 2-1 in the 10th inning. They scored the go-ahead run in the top of the 10th inning on a throwing error by the Pirates' first baseman trying to throw a guy out at third in extra innings. Nationals beat the Cardinals 7-6, the final score in D.C. Josh Bell with a key three-run home run for the Nats in the seventh inning. The Braves defeat the Diamondbacks 6-2, two home runs for their young catcher, William Contreras, who drove in three. Braves are three games behind the Mets in the NL East. Rockies defeat the Dodgers 5-3 at Coors Field. Kyle Freeland outpitching Clayton Kershaw in that one. Freeland getting his sixth win of the year and hanging Kershaw with a loss. And the San Francisco Giants retired Will Clark's number 22 on Will Clark Day today in the city by the bay. And then they went out and beat the Cubbies 5-4. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here at Tacoma, the Red Ears win by that same score, 5-4 over El Paso. We will be back with more right after this.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Raiders win. They beat El Paso 5-4. Trey Ambergy with a go-ahead two-run homer in the bottom of the eighth inning. Yeah, the Raiders had really good pitching today. Yeah, McCacken did allow the three-run homer in the second inning, but from that point forward, just one run scored on three hits. The bullpen in particular was strong as Danny Young struck out the side, three up, three down in the eighth, and Nick Ramirez, three up, three down in the ninth to nail down the save in a one-run game facing tough hitters. And the Red Ears get the win 5-4. This was the first time all season that the Tacoma Red Ears have not walked a batter in a game. They have had 18 games this year where they walked exactly one, but had not put up a zero in the walk column at all this season until today. Darren McCacken, Danny Young, Nick Ramirez combining to walk zero. Zilch, Satterall, no walks issued by the Tacoma Rainiers pitchers today. Let's look at the PCL scores. Round Rock beats Sacramento 10-7 in Round Rock, Texas. Sugar Land shut out Oklahoma City 6-0. Corey Jolks at his 21st homer. Well, everyone homered in Albuquerque today. My goodness. Seven homers total as Vegas beat Albuquerque 12-7, the final score in that one. And Reno edged Salt Lake 2-1 in Reno. Dre Jameson starting that one for the Aces. So Reno still leads Vegas by 2.5 games in the West, and Salt Lake has fallen to 7 games back. With Sacramento losing at Round Rock and the Rainiers winning today, the Rainiers pulled out of the cellar and into fourth place, a half game ahead of Sacramento in the standings, but 11.5 out of first. Rainiers face Sacramento on the next, this coming week, on the road trip that starts on Tuesday. One more to play here first, though. Tomorrow's game is at 1:35 in the afternoon, pregame at 1:20. Not officially listed, but I believe Austin Warner is starting for Tacoma. He's been throwing well recently, 2-2 with a 5.23 ERA on the year. And the Red Ears are going to face a knuckleballer for the first time this season, Matt Waldron, a right-hander who throws a knuckleball about 75% of the time, I'm told. He is going to be on the hill for El Paso tomorrow. We've never seen him face the Red Ears before. He's 1-3 with an 8.74 ERA in five starts for the Chihuahuas. That's tomorrow afternoon at 1:35. Pregame show starts at 1:20. We'll do our manager interview with Tim Fedorovich as part of the pregame show tomorrow. That's going to do it for tonight's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium. Once again, our final score, Tacoma 5, El Paso 4. Have a great night.